as we're getting closer and closer to wheat harvest, I'd like you to stop and think back to last year during wheat harvest. How was the protein content of your wheat? Was it up where you wanted it to be, or was it a little lower than normal and lower than you wanted to see and maybe what the elevator wanted to see? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the agronomist with K-State Research and Extension for Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in northwest Kansas. And yes, protein content on wheat is a hot topic. Last week during wheat plot tours, it came up at most of our wheat plot tours for us to discuss, so I thought maybe we should spend just a little bit of time here talking about it. So to really understand what drives our protein content, we first need to understand how protein is put in a wheat kernel. The very first thing to be laid down in a wheat kernel as it's developing is the protein portion of it. Following the protein is actually the carbohydrates, or the starchy part of that wheat kernel. And so in years where we have a very long grain fill period, we continue to add the starchy part of the kernel while the protein content is already set. And when that happens, by kernel weight, our carbohydrates, or the starchy part, gets to be a higher percentage, and the protein part gets to be a lower percentage of that kernel. And so oftentimes when we have a long grain fill period, we're also dealing with much higher yields. And so many cases, our higher yields will actually result in a lower protein content of that wheat kernel. The other thing that we get questions about is differences in wheat varieties. In all reality, there's not a whole lot of difference between wheat varieties because there's other things that really drive the protein content. One being environment that we just talked about, and the other one is related to our cultural practices, specifically our nitrogen management. If we have low protein content in our wheat, that could mean that our wheat crop is short of nitrogen. Many times you'll hear me discuss a late nitrogen application right at that flag leaf stage to help boost your protein content. And what that really is just a shot of nitrogen to that wheat plant to kind of give it a little boost. So when it's laying in the amount of protein, that it will lay in extra protein because it's got that nitrogen added to it. And so we're talking a lot about our protein content and how it relates to environmental conditions. Long grain fill periods, higher yields typically mean lower protein content, and if we're lacking on nitrogen, we may have lower protein content. And so a lot of factors that really go into this, but if you have other questions about protein content in wheat, please feel free to give me a call. You can get a hold of me at the Extension offices in St. Francis, Goodland, or Sharon Springs, or on the experiment station in Colby. You can find additional information online on our website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can always follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy, or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.